KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. Good day to you and welcome to another edition of Environmental Voices. I'm Marie Rock and joining me in the studio today is Brandy Toft, and you are for Leech Lake?
The air quality specialist, and thanks for having me today.
Awesome. All right. What are we going to talk about today, Brandy?
Well, one of the topics today is diesel, and why do we care about diesel?
Why do we care about diesel?
Well, have you ever been behind one of those big trucks and have that big billowing black smoke coming out of it?
Oh,
did you ever cough?
Yeah.
That's a lot of pollution coming out of those, and we saw an opportunity to cut that pollution on the reservation.
Okay, and how did we do that?
Well, where we see these traveling through the reservation, we have a lot of throwaways, and then also where are our main yards that hold all these big diesel trucks and diesel equipment on and off-road? They're in residential areas on the reservation.
Okay.
So those people that live around those are breathing that. And why should we worry? Well, because there's all these particulates or pollution in it. Carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, NOx, which is ozone forming, formaldehyde, benzene, all these things that are known to be cancer causing or problematic for people who have issues with breathing already.
Wow. So I'm wondering too. Now, I was watching TV. I'm always watching TV. But anyway, I was watching TV the other night, and a commercial came on about natural gas and buses running on... How does that happen? A bus can run on natural gas.
It's just a different type of fuel. And that's... There's so much burning, so much cleaner than diesel. And so you see a lot of the forklifts, like, say, in the big box stores, they're running on natural gas propane little cylinders. And so you see that in Las Vegas. There's all the cabs run on natural gas.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, wow. It's out there. It's just coming and becoming more viable.
Okay, so I guess that's our future.
It can be one of the future things.
Is that dangerous, though, when you think... When I think of natural gas, I think of a flame.
No, not necessarily. You think of gas, you can think of a flame.
Okay.
So it's just a different type of fuel that they're using with a different type of motor.
Okay. So when you brought up diesel, I was thinking back in the day when gas was like really expensive, which it still is, but when it really first started and diesel was really cheap, you remember all the cars that converted to diesel and now diesel is super expensive. What makes... Diesel, what's the difference between that and regular gas?
Essentially, it's whatever the refineries are putting out.
Okay.
Look at Europe. Europe has almost like 80 or 85% diesel vehicles and 10 to 15% gas vehicles.
Okay.
So here, it's just the opposite. We have 90% gas vehicles and 10%. It's just what the consumer demands and what we're used to. It'd be much better if we were more diesel.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
It's cleaned up. It's a cleaner burning fuel. It's less work to make diesel at the refineries. It takes less product. And it's just, it can get you more miles per gallon.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's why over-road trucks run in diesel.
Wow. And so if you had a diesel vehicle, then you definitely can experience the the mileage savings
you
there.
You would be.
You know, you'd think of something like that. If that was really so awesome, you'd think they'd make it like a law, don't you?
It's like anything.
I know.
Us in the U.S., we beat to a different drum.
Okay. What do our school buses here on the reservation run on?
They run on mostly diesel.
Okay.
There are some gas. But we were able to get a grant that retrofitted 65 school buses that serve our children for the reservation with five different school districts.
Okay.
We did Castlake Bina School, Bugganegishik School, Deer River, Walker, and Bemidji. And that was... Due to a partnership, we saw back in 2006 a lot of myths about diesel. Like one bus contractor said, I don't want to do anything with diesel retrofitting and making my buses burn cleaner because I'm afraid of the kids getting hurt. Well, it was a myth that the tailpipe would get too hot.
Oh,
it's and so we saw this and we needed to bring an informational workshop here. And we did that. Brought everybody together, brought the experts in, brought people from all over. We had over 65 attendees during that, from on-off-road operators to bus drivers to heavy equipment operators, to just learn about what diesel retrofitting is all about. And from that, one of our presenters was so impressed with our work here that they said, we want to involve you in our Project Green Fleet, which was cleaning up school buses that are legacy, older school buses that are going to stay in the system for 10, 15 years because school districts don't have a lot of money to buy new buses.
Right.
So we were the first school districts outside the metro to get this program, first in rural Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
Is that a big process to retrofit a bus?
I mean, it is not. It takes a couple hours, and it's mainly changing out for buses and smaller equipment. It's mainly changing out the exhaust system. And it may have a little maintenance every year or every 3 years, but that's minimal, and it really does reduce the amount of emissions coming out of the tailpipe.
Okay. You know, down when I grew up in Arizona, emissions was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
They have stations down there where you actually go and you sit there and they stick that thing in your tailpipe. Mm-hmm. And if you're too high, then you got to get it taken care of before mm-hmm. you can get tabs.
Yes, yes.
I wonder if Minnesota would ever think of doing that.
There's a potential for that. And that's why we were doing this. This is all a voluntary program here right now. And with the emissions and pollution getting worse mm-hmm. in the state and in the area, there's the potential that could go to a mandatory. So we're trying to get all these people and everything at this time in and done under grant funding before it became mandatory, and all of a sudden you had to pay for it.
Okay.
So.
Wow. So as far as the pollution that's going on out here, I know when I went back to visit in my hometown of Phoenix, it was smoggy.
Mm-hmm.
You could see a lot of smog. It wasn't like that when I was growing up. So what I'm wondering is up here, where we live in the beautiful North Country that is up here, what are we in any danger? I mean, is it going on now with us? Is it starting to change? Because I know you can't see it every day. I mean, we're here every day, but you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And you don't want to see that brown cloud hanging over Leech Lake. And right now, we're doing pretty good. However, down in the cities, they're having a lot of trouble. And slowly, it's moving northward. It's all this mobile pollution, and we're dealing with mobile sources here. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've done 65 school buses. That's huge, especially when those kids can be riding those buses up to 80 miles a day. Because inside, this is the funny thing about buses, inside buses, it can be up to 4 times greater pollution inside the bus than outside.
Wow.
Yeah. So we don't want those kids who breathe so much more than we do breathing in all that pollution. So we fix those. And then taking these big polluting, billowing black cloud trucks and retrofitting those, we did 39 of those vehicles, from dump trucks, flatbeds, garbage trucks, septic trucks, graders, fire trucks. We even worked with the city of Castle Lake to do a couple of their fire trucks.
Really? So those are all done too?
Those are all done too. And we've done 2 different types of particulate filters on the mufflers. And then we even repowered, changed out the engines and increased their pollution control equipment and engine power in a couple of vehicles to make them better.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Is that all done now?
Well, unfortunately, people are asking me, like, why are you stopping? Why aren't you doing more with diesel when there's more money out there?
Mm-hmm.
I ran out of vehicles.
I got a vehicle in the parking lot you could take care of.
I should say I. But the Leech Lake Air Program has looked through the whole fleet of Leech Lake at 2010 time frame, and we have exhausted the vehicles that can be done. There's certain criteria that has to be taken place.
Yeah.
And the vehicles in the parking lot, the small, light vehicles, aren't part of the programs and the grant funding that's out there. It's the big vehicles. It's the dump trucks. It's this semi-tractors, it's the graders, it's the school buses, ones that do the public good.
Does the reservation have a lot of those out there?
There is. Like I said, we've done 94 vehicles in total for Leech Lake.
Wow.
And there's quite a few more out there, but they either are too new or they don't meet the criteria that can be funded underneath the grant. We've even done things with the city of Cass Lake, their street sweeper.
Okay.
It moves along slowly in residential areas. We want to clean that up. So there's different things out there, and there's quite a large fleet still out there that in a couple of years we can come look at again to see what we've acquired
mm-hmm.
and look at it again.
Snowplows too.
Snowplows too.
So Brandy, did Leech Lake get any recognition for taking care of retrofitting these buses?
You know, it was really cool. We've got recognition on 3 different levels. One with the state. We actually had a ceremony held at the Bugan-Negishik School in 2008 saying how we were the first school districts out of the metro to do this bus retrofitting.
Okay.
And then in 2010, we were very fortunate to get regional award and the first tribal award ever for the Midwest Clean Diesel. And then also, we were 1 of 4 tribes recognized on a national level by EPA for our work in diesel work. So it's been very good and very good PR for Leech Lake.
All right, Brandy, if we have any questions or further questions on this, how do we get a hold of you?
You can call me at the Leech Lake Air Program at 218-335-7429.
All right. Thanks for coming in today. That's going to wrap up another edition of Environmental Voices. For KLJB 90.1 The Eagle, I'm Marie Rock.